Hey everyone, and a happy Tuesday, and welcome to Voices of Brittany, 28 Under 28, a Black History podcast. Remember, Black History is not only just celebrated in February, it can be celebrated all day, every day. My name is Miss Waymeyer, and I'm coming to you live from St. Louis, Missouri on this beautiful Tuesday day. Hey everyone, it's like 60 degrees, and we just had like snow like 2 weeks ago, and it's beautiful. So anyone that's in St. Louis, if you know St. Louis weather, it could be snowing, hurricaning, whatever weather. So make sure you get out today. On this special Tuesday episode, I'm going to be highlighting 16 Black pioneers who have made history in the Black community. I got this wonderful source from my best friend in Kansas City. Shout out to Breanne Schaefer Watts. I miss you, girl. Hopefully when Rona is safer, I'll come up and see you again. And she shared this article from NBC News that showcased 16 Black pioneers who made contributions to politics, art, medicine, and a host of other fields. And I just think this would be a great history mentioning for our podcast, especially there are so many individuals that aren't in the main focus that we're aware of, some unwell-known names, and I just think it would be something really cool to highlight, and especially those in our LGBTQIA+ communities. So the article that I'm referencing is from NBCNews.com. It does say 16 queer Black pioneers who didn't make history. So we're going to go ahead and get started, and hopefully educators or other people sharing about history can include these individuals and their lessons. So the first individual we're going to talk about is Gladys Bentley. Bentley was a gender-bending performer during the Harlem Renaissance. Always donning a top hat and tuxedo, Bentley would sing blues in the Harlem establishments like the Clam House and the Ubangi Club. According to a belated obituary published in 2019, the New York Times said Bentley, who died in 1960 at the age of 52, was Harlem's most famous lesbian in the 1930s and among the best-known Black entertainers in the United States. Next, we have Bayard Rustin. Rustin was an LGBTQ and civil rights activist, best known for being a key advisor to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He organized the 1963 March on Washington and was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, in 2013 for his activism. Next, we have Stormy DeLaverie, and I am sorry if I have butchered her name. I know she's from New Orleans, so all my New Orleans people, if they're listening, hopefully I've said that, NOLA. So we have a biracial, considered butch lesbian. She was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, NOLA, and was always a performer. She joined the circus, Ringling Brothers Circus, as a performress, where she rode horses. Like, I can never. I'm scared of horses. Then from 1955 to 1969, she toured the Black Theater Circuit as the MC and was the only drag king of the Jewel Box Review, the first racially integrated drag review in North America. She worked as a bouncer for several lesbian bars in New York City in the 80s and 90s and held a number of leadership positions in the Stonewall Veterans Association. She also worked as a community as a volunteer street patrol worker and was also called the Guardians of the Lesbians of the Village. Beyond her LGBTQ activism, she also organized and performed at fundraisers for women who suffer from domestic violence from themselves and their children. Next, we have James Baldwin. James Baldwin was a writer and a social critic. He is best known for his 1955 collections of essays, Notes of a Native Son. The novel stood out among literary critics because it features all white characters, unlike the civil rights activist's other novels, which center experiences of Black people. Baldwin spent a majority of his literary and activist career educating others about Black and queer identity, as he did during his famous lecture titled Race, Racism in the Gay Community, at a meeting of the New York chapter of Black and White Men Together, now known as the Men of All Colors Together, in 1982. Moving right along, we have Alvin Ailey. Ailey was a choreographer who founded the the Alvin A. Lee American Dance Theater, one of the most prominent dance companies globally in 1958. His signature work, including Cry and Revelations, continued to be performed all over the world. In 2014, Ailey was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his influential work in bringing dance to the underserved communities. Next, we have Audre Lorde. Lorde is a self-described Black, lesbian, feminist, mother, poet, warrior. I love all those titles, don't you? They are so powerful. Made lasting contributions into the fields of feminist theory, critical race studies, queer theory through her pedagogy, and writing. Among her most notable works are Cole, The Black Uniform, The Cancer Journals, Zami, A New Spelling of My Name, I Write for Women, Those Who Do Not Speak, For Those Who Do Not Have a Voice, Because They Are So Terrified, Because We Are Taught to Respect Fear More Than Ourselves, end quote. That is what she said. She ends her one of her biographies with this. We've been taught that silence would save us, but it won't. Next, we have Ernestine Eckstein. Eckstein was a leader in the New York chapter of the Daughter of Bilitis. This was the first lesbian civil and political rights organization in the United States. She attended annual reminder picket protests. You know, reading a lot and not having water nearby is kind of hard. So make sure before you were reading a lot of lines, make sure you got some water nearby. And was frequently one of the only women and the only Black woman present at early LGBTQ rights protests. Eckstein was also an early activist in the Black feminist movement of the 1970s and was involved with the organization Black Women Organized for Action. According to historians, she viewed the fight for civil rights and LGBTQ rights as intrinsically linked. Next, we have Ms. Barbara Jordan. Jordan, a civil rights leader and attorney, became the first African American elected to the Texas Senate in 1966, and the first woman and first African American elected to Congress from Texas in 1972. Jordan was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Bill Clinton in 1994 for her work as a political trailblazer. While Jordan never explicitly acknowledged her sexual orientation in public, she was open about her life partner of 30 years, Nancy Earle. Now to the fabulous Marsha P. Johnson. Marsha P. Johnson would cheekily tell people the P stood for Pay It No Mind, was an outspoken transgender rights activist and is reported to be one of the central figures of the historical Stonewall Uprising of 1969. Along with fellow trans activist Sylvia Riviera Johnson, helped form Street Transgender Action Revolutionaries, also known as STAR, a radical political organization that provided housing and other forms of support to homeless queer youth and sex workers in Manhattan. She also performed with the drag performance troupe Hot Peaches from 1972 through the 1990s and was an AIDS activist with the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power, also known as ACT UP. Next, we have Miss Mayor Griffin Gracie, born in 1940. Miss Mayor is the first Black transgendered woman and activist at the forefront for the right for trans rights. She faced many hurdles during her life, including homelessness and incarceration, and as challenges that fueled her activism. In 2015, Miss Major joined San Francisco-based Transgender Variant and Intersex Justice Project, also known as TGIJP, as a staff organizer and later as an executive director, to lead the group's efforts advocating for incarcerated trans women. She has often spoken out against the prison system, which she says contributes to the incarceration of transgendered individuals. Next, we have Ron Odin. Rodin was elected mayor of Palm Springs, California in 2003. He has made history by becoming the first openly gay African-American man elected mayor of an American city. Following Odin's historical election 17 years ago, the Palm City City Council made history once again. In 2017, it became America's first all-LGBTQ city council. Next, we have Phil Wilson. He is a prominent African-American HIV/AIDS activist. He founded the Black AIDS Institute in 1999, in part inspired by the death of his partner from an HIV-related illness and his own HIV diagnosis. He was appointed in 2010 to President Obama's Advisory Council on HIV and AIDS. His work resulted in the Act Against AIDS campaign, now known as Let's Stop HIV Together campaign, which promotes HIV testing, prevention, and treatment. Next, we have Andrea Jenkins. Jenkins made history in November 2017 by becoming the first openly transgender Black woman elected to public office in the U.S., according to the LGBTQ advocacy groups and researchers. Jenkins, a Democrat, was one of the two openly trans people to win a seat on the Minneapolis City Council in 2017. She is also a published poet and an oral historian at the University of Minnesota. Willie Ninja. Ninja was a dancer, choreographer, and the grandfather of Vogue, the dance style that he helped propel to the national stage. Voguing, characterized by angular body movements, Vogue. What's it gonna do? Vogue. Exaggerated runway poses was introduced to the public in the award-winning 1990 documentary Paris is Burning. You need to watch the documentary if you haven't. Next, Lori Lightfoot. Lori Lightfoot is a former prosecutor with no experience in the elected office. He has swept all 50 of Chicago's wards. She is the first ever Black female mayor and its first openly LGBTQ mayor. Lastly, we have Alfonso David. In 2019, David became the first person of color to lead the Human Rights Campaign, the largest LGBTQ advocacy group in the U.S. In the organization's nearly 40-year history, a graduate of the Temple University School of Law, David served as the attorney for the Lambda Legal, working on LGBTQ cases around the country, and as the first openly gay counsel to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. There is a lot of inspirational people, y'all, that we have just talked about, those that have made so much history that little know. Do me a favor, spread the love, spread the information, and I appreciate you listening on this episode of Voices of Brittany. See you soon, and have a great day.